Introduction. The original intention of writing this book was to present a career tale beginning at the State Police Academy and ending in retirement, but I soon realized a narrative of that nature and length would be drudgery for me. I'm proud of the tests I passed to achieve rank, the positions I held, the stations I commanded, the bureaus I worked in, and the cases I solved, but a memoir tracking daily life would surely be a bore to most. Having taken 2 written examinations and enduring the same number of employment exercises, I can honestly say that, at the time, I found nothing funny with any of it. On reflection, however, seeing all the laughter that seemed to follow me early and throughout my career made me want to share my stories. Almost every cop I know has some funny stories to tell, along with impressive career accomplishments and noteworthy criminal cases, and those are wonderful things, but I was never stirred by position or arrests that made headlines. One would think there might be something wrong with me, and I wondered about that myself sometimes, but the heightened feelings we humans experience in everyday life are the ones that moved me, and amusement does that most of all. More importantly, I realized it was the anecdotes I remembered, cherished, and contemplated that stimulated my emotions. So, with encouragement from a friend who is an artist and writer, I began the good practice of keeping notes and making mediocre attempts at writing. Fortunately for literature in its broadest sense, life got in the way and forced me to hide my box of efforts on a moldy basement shelf until the COVID-19 pandemic lockdowns of 2020 and the widespread vilification of police in general for the actions of so few. I felt that by sharing these stories, people might see themselves, or someone they know, in these pages, and begin to understand that police are, in fact, no more or less fallible, and no better or worse than the rest of us. This is not a crime drama chronicling brilliant investigative work, prosecutors, court scenes, or heroes and villains. It begins with a young man joining the state police and adapting to the paramilitary yet often comical barracks life. The journey provides some nerve-wracking and humorous glimpses into the Narcotics Bureau, undercover work, patrol, the public, and some other human beings who, from time to time, put on a police uniform. The reader will hear the story of how he met his first wife, and question whether it was coincidental or something meant to be. Also, private, intimate truths, lessons learned and lessons taught in a 40-year marriage, ending with cancer, that needed telling. Is the story of finding a second wife a matter of destiny, providence, chance, good fortune, coincidence, or, once again, meant to be? These are simply the anecdotes most memorable to me, so, remaining as true to the facts as my senior memory allows, I offer this memoir as a creative non-fiction or true stories well told, recalling events that are as meaningful today as they were some 30 to 50 years ago. Many of these anecdotes are zany, humorous, and feel-good. Some are heartbreakingly sad, or a mixture of both, as life so often is. But they are real stories of people and life, and they are worth the telling.